Good evening. Welcome along to The Score. Kenny Harkin and Jimmy Stafford here in studio. Coming up this evening, we'll be looking ahead to the League of Ireland action this week. Fin Harps at home tomorrow night again against Shelbourne. Derry City away to St Pat's this week. We'll be speaking to Gavin Cullen, having a look ahead to those games. We'll also be looking at Gaelic Games in news. We'll be looking at the Donegal Senior Semi-Final, which is taking place on Saturday. St Dunan's in Kilcare. John McNulty looks ahead to that one. And we'll be looking at the Donegal Intermediate Final. Both managers on interview. We'll be hearing from them, Dunlow against Naoimh Columba. Well, that's to come up shortly. Also, there's Donegal Ladies Finals this weekend in the senior action. Glenfinner playing Terriman, Éireann playing Ardran in intermediate action. Tom Comack has been speaking to Davy McLaughlin, looking ahead to both of those. And Tom has also been speaking to Eamon Burns, looking ahead to the Derry Championship quarter finals. And we'll hear from Alec McDonald, looking ahead to local rugby. All that's to come up in the programme very shortly. Just before we look ahead to Fin Harps against the League of Ireland action, we'll just want to give a quick mention, a very big announcement today, of course, that has been out and about in Gaelic Games. Donegal stalwart Neil McGee announced his inter-county retirement, the All-Ireland winner and All-Star fullback, confirmed his decision this week just before his 37th birthday. He ended his career with a record 195 appearances for Donegal. He also had 5 Ulster Championships and, of course, the All-Ireland medal from 2012 and 3 All-Stars in that as well. He made his competitive debut against Fermanagh in the McKenna Cup in 2005. So a great career there, Neil McGee, calling an end to that. He's going to keep playing with Gweedore, of course, in the county locally. Well, big action this week again in soccer in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland. Fin Harps are a point below UCD at the bottom of the division. They host Shelbourne tomorrow night. Some other fixtures tomorrow night, Derry City, they're away to St Pat's. Dundalk, they play Drogheda. And as I said, UCD, they're also in action. They travel to play Bohemians. The champions and leaders, Shamrock Rovers, they're not in action until Saturday night, where they travel to Showgrounds to play Sligo Rovers. I looked ahead to this weekend's action with former Fin Harps player Gavin Cullen. Right, Gavin, Fin Harps continuing this quest they're on lately to try and get out of trouble at the bottom of the Premier Division table. Another tough game against Shelbourne and Fin Park tomorrow night.
Yeah, I suppose they're all tough this season. It's been a bit of a slog for Harps, and every game it's very difficult, very close to call. But they're running out of games and they're running out of opportunities to get points. And looking at the last 6 fixtures, a home fixture at Shelbourne is really one of the fixtures you think that they sort of need to get points out of, you know.
Yeah, and they've done well against Shelbourne this season. I know that doesn't always work out, but maybe they have a sign over Shelbourne, so it could be a chance for them to get 3 points tomorrow night.
They have, yeah. They've had a mixed bag of results, some good results, probably the best results of the season have been against Shelbourne. I think earlier on the season, Shelbourne were sort of learning the way they play, and they were playing there from the back, and there's a wee bit of naivety. But the second half of the season, Shelbourne have really pushed on and are looking really good, and they're probably one of the form teams in the league at the minute. So I'd say that them results will probably go out the window tomorrow night, really.
Yeah, well, last week, against Bohemians, I suppose the chances to win that game, and you need, when you're on top of teams, you have to try and take those chances. So hopefully Harps can do that tomorrow night again.
You have to massively. Look, the League of Ireland, as you know, Kenny, is a game of fine lines. Look, the opportunities and scoring opportunities don't come around that handy, and when you do get them, the good teams generally punish you. And last week against Bohs, the first half especially, Harps had 2 or 3 good opportunities. They didn't take them and ended up losing the game 2-0. You know, so it's a fine line, and every week's the same.
Yeah, and I see Ollie saying they might have a few injuries again tomorrow night. Ryan Rennie's out suspended, so he'll probably have to change the team slightly this week again.
Yeah, but look, I suppose at this stage, like Harps aren't really in a good run of form. I'm not too sure what, or even if Ollie knows what his strongest or best 11 is. So, look, they expect the guys to come in with maybe a wee bit fresher and a wee bit more impetus to try and prove what they can do. So, I think it's 6-1. I'm not too sure who's out. I don't know if any's out at the end up, but I know Ryan Rennie will be suspended. But no matter what they put in the pitch tomorrow night, like the result is hugely important and it's required.
Yeah, and I was looking, you never at the table, you never know, even a point at this stage, of a better goal difference than UCD. UCD have been proven decent this season. They pushed Shamrock Rovers all the way in midweek, and they're away to Bowes this week, so you wouldn't know what'll happen there, either.
You wouldn't. UCD again, are a mixed bag. Like the weeks they look very, very good, and weeks they're throwing away results fairly handily. But that's again a naivety in a young team and stuff like that at that level. But like what I've seen at Harps and what I've seen at UCD this season, it's very, very close to call. Like UCD looked at a period that looked like they might pull away from Harps, and then Harps got a couple of results and got back into it. So look, it's going to go down to the ladder. I know they played so in the second last game of the season. That could be the fixture that dictates who goes up, who stays up, and who goes down. You know.
Yeah, and as we both know, it's nice to have top level football in Donegal. So those three games at home for Fan Harps are going to prove vital.
They are. They're massive, and like fingers crossed, and everything goes to plan, and they do stay up. But even at that, a playoff's going to be very difficult for either of those clubs as well. But look, Harps need to be in the Premier Division. It's huge for the county, and it's huge for the football in Donegal that Harps are in the Premier Division as well.
Yeah, hopefully it works out for them. But just elsewhere, Gavin, when you're on, Derry City have been going really well recently. They have a tough-looking game away to St Pat's tomorrow night.
They do, yeah. But look, I think Derry are very much in the mix. They're very much in the mix to possibly win a league, which is surprising after a couple of months ago they'd have sort of a poor spell, but they're getting results, and I don't know if it's maybe five or six on the bounce they've won. They have a chance now. Shamrock Rovers obviously have to slip up, but Derry have to play Rovers, and Rovers probably have a couple of Dublin derbies in between as well, so you never know. I think maybe 5 points in it might be just too much at this stage, but it's all to play for Derry. They definitely have an exciting second half or run on the season with the FA Cup semi-final as well.
Yeah, it's amazing how they picked up. There was a period of time there you thought they were never going to get a result, and yet, no, as you say, they're still only 5 points behind.
Aye, it's unreal. Like they started the season on fire. They were brilliant, and they were a joy to watch, and they had so much energy. Sort of a mid-season slump or a couple of injuries, and maybe the squad depth caught up with them, but they brought in a couple in the transfer window, and they look really good again. They look really hard to beat, really hard to play against, and you just never know. It could end up a very, very good season for them.
No, that's it then. Just other two fixtures for the weekend. Dundalk playing Drogheda, which is a big derby there, and on Saturday night, Shamrock Rovers, they make the journey up to the showgrounds to play Sligo, so a couple of interesting games there as well.
Yeah, that's a big one. That one at Sligo is a big one on the bearing of the league title, because like nobody goes to Sligo and gets it handy at all. And Rovers with the European games and stuff, they're just getting over the line. They just beat Thingwee by the odd goal there the other night. They drew with Shelburne last week, you know. So you never know. Yep, you never know at this stage.
Gavin Cullen there, those fixtures tomorrow night, Bohemians against UCD, Dundalk against Drogheda, St Pat's against Derry City, and Fan Harps against Shelburne. The first three kick off at 7:45, 8 o'clock the kick off time at Fan Park. Dermot Doherty will be reporting for Highland Radio Sport. And on Saturday night, the champions Shamrock Rovers, they head to Sligo Rovers at the showgrounds. 7:45 is the start time there. Well, other action over the weekend in the Donegal leagues. The Saturday League Division 1, Aranmore play Donegal Town. Kopeny play Dunluce. Glenae, they play Capri. Kedhu play Old Town. Kildrum Tigers are up against Dromahal. And Strand Rovers play Glencairn. And in Division 2, Drumbar, the Old Orchard Division 2, Drumbar play Cranford. Kilmacrennan Celtic, they play Castlefin Celtic. Mulford United play Gwydor Celtic. Remelton Mariners play Ballybofey United. Swally Rovers are up against Fintown. And Noster Junior Shield, a 1:30 start here. Curragh Athletic up against Cockhill Celtic Reserves, and Glengaid FC Reserves against Lagan Harps. On Sunday in the Donegal League, the Brian McCormick Premier Division, it's Bonagee up against Kilmacrennan. Capri play Kildrum Tigers. Castlefin up against Kedhu. Fannader playing Glen A. Rathmullen playing St Catharines. And in the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1, it's Convoy Arsenal up against Mulford. Donegal Town up against Letterkenny. Drumkeen up against Letter Barrow Celtic. Gwydor Celtic playing Kerry Keel 71. Raffo Town up against Swally Rovers. And in the Donegal Physiotherapy and Performance Centre Division 2, Cranford United play Duncan Ely Celtic. Dromahal FC play Deal Harps. Lifford Celtic play White Strand United. Nanishone League this week on Sunday in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division. It's Ely Celtic up against Aileach. Greencastle against Kildare. Clonmany, they play Coghill Youths, and the top two are playing when Buncrana Hearts, they host Mobile Celtic. The Strand Hotel, First Division, it's Cairn FC up against Quiglish Point Swifts. Glenealy Colts against Aileach. Clonmany Reserves against Dunry United. Redcastle United, they're playing Greencastle. And in Shaun Engineering Division 2, starting at 11 o'clock, Carramina up against Rasheenie. Redcastle, they play Quiglish Point Swifts. Dunry Reserves are against Cairn Reserves. Elise Celtic Reserves against Kildare Reserves. And in the Ulster Junior Shield preliminary round, it's Sea Rovers against Mobile Reserves. A result from last night in the Ulster Senior League Cup played at Ballyhale, it was Finn Harps under 21s 5, Letterkenny Rovers 1. Moving on to Gaelic games, and Niamh Connolly await the winners of the second semi-final of the Donegal Senior Football Championship this weekend. Holders St Junas and Kilcare, they lock horns in Ballybuffet on Saturday evening for a place in the final. You can join the Highland team of Jeremy Doherty and Brenton Kilcoyne at McCool Park for full live match commentary from the 7:30 throw-in. Oisin Kelly has been speaking with Éireann boss John McNulty and getting his thoughts on Saturday's tie.
You're a marked side, so you are when you are the defending champions. Where do you think St Unans are at this stage of the year as they head on now to the real business part of the championship?
I think they're in a good place. I'd feel that all right. But also, I would say with Kilcare that they're similar because both teams, you know, they're running to the championship. You know, they talk about the top four. And you say there's a gap there, and you know that gap is to be seen at times because I mean even if you take Unans who they ran through in the first four games, you know they've no real opposition in the qualifiers. They got through them, you know, in decent enough fashion against St Noel's, Bundoran, Clonmany, McCool's, you know, those four, and then St Michael's in the quarterfinals. They seem to have blown them away. They seem to play very well in that quarterfinal. But you would expect St Unans to win those games. I mean, really, if any one of those teams beat them, it would have been a major shock. As for Kilcare, probably very similar, where they had Milford, Clonmany, Ardrahan, Bundoran in the group stages, and Kelly Beggs in the quarter-final. And Kilcare won well in a lot of those games too. In the quarter-final, I think they won 114-17, so which was comprehensive as well. So I think the two teams are going in a very good place. Also with Kilcare winning the league as well, probably gives them that confidence too. So I'm expecting a real good game.
St Unans, if we look back to the game last week, the amount of quality they were able to bring off the bench. When you've got a game of this size at the semi-final stage of the championship, it's going to come down to the strength of your squad. Would St Unans have the edge over Kilcare, do you feel, on that front, John?
It's very difficult to know because I often say about the squad, the squad numbers, they have to go in. If they go in off the bench, they have to perform. And it's not always a given that just because you have that squad that is a bigger squad that those guys going in off the bench will perform on the day, or that they might meet the opposition that are in better form. So I don't go on that as much. I think it really comes down on how it's going to be on the field. And I would think that just if you look at it, Unans went on to win the championship last year, and as I say, they haven't been beaten. I think the last team to beat them was probably Kilcare in the group stage last year. So That really tees it up as well, where I think that the two teams are very well evenly met in a lot of ways. And I just think that maybe the firepower on both sides is pretty even, although I think Paddy McBrady's in outstanding form this year. I know Niall O'Donnell scored 8 points the last day, and maybe and he's in good form too. But I really think it's going to be a very even contest.
Yeah, it's a game that Kilcare's not going to shy away from. They'll be chomping at the bit for this.
Oh, there's no doubt, and they'll be chomping at the bit with every belief that they can win that game. And I think, you know, as I said, with the other games so far, it's a real test, big test for the two teams. And I feel myself, obviously Unans are champions, they're going in with a certain confidence, but I also feel Kilcare will be going in saying, well, look, we were able to turn them last year in the championship, there's no reason why we can't do that again.
Yeah, that was Éireann boss John McNulty speaking to Oisin Kelly. Looking ahead to this weekend's action, St Unans against Kilcare. Well, moving on, there's a place in the Senior Championship as the prize on offer on this Saturday at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Dunlow and Naoimh Columba, they meet in the 2022 Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Intermediate Championship Final. Oisin Kelly and Gary McDade will have full match commentary here in Highland from the 2:30 throw-in time at the O'Donnell Park. Well, Dunlow manager Desi Geller says the disappointment of losing last year's final is driving his side to taking the title this time round.
Well, Desi, first of all, I suppose there's no point in raking over old coals, but obviously, given what happened last year, the goal at the start of the year was to get back to a final.
Ah, yeah, look, the goal after the final last year, even in the dressing room after we got beat, was to be trying to get back to another one, you know. That's
Yeah, played it again Monday.
We had to play this that year, no bother. The next day, with no bother. The boys were disappointed, obviously, Tom, you know, like, after the first day, like, that we should have got over the line, we didn't, and we didn't turn up the second day. The boys were very disappointed. And in fairness, they're very honest. They spoke about it, and they said, look, we're going to give it a big go this year to try and get back again, and we are back now, and you can never take anything for granted with the intermediate, but we're back now, look, and we have another...
Yeah, because it is it's a competitive championship.
Oh, it's very competitive. Look, the teams are probably all near the one level. Like, we went to Burt, it was probably one of our toughest games this year, you know, but... We it was probably one of our best championship matches because we went into that knowing what Burt were going to be like, you know.
Yeah.
And look at we got over the line in all the other games as well, you know. But that was a real aim for us, was the first championship match, you know.
Yeah. A feature of your games has been that you've got off to flying starts and then you ease back and the teams get back into it. And as we saw against Neamora, we saw against Fannett, we even saw it against Mallon, we saw it against Termin the last day, they came back and hearts were in the mouth for a few minutes.
Ah, well, we like to keep the supporters, you know, going away. No, look at Tom, it's not the plan. Look at we try to keep it even keel all the way through. It doesn't work out. We got a good start in them games. Sometimes when you get a good start, you can go into a bit of a shell then because you don't want to give it away, you know. But hopefully, look at we can play for 60 minutes this time. That would be massive for us. Like, if you were looking for something to happen on Saturday, if we could play for 60 minutes, that would be the best thing that could happen.
Neve Colombo, you beat them last year. Maybe you probably came into the semi-final as the underdogs, if I remember rightly, last year for that game, and beat them well.
Yeah, look, we did. We beat them by six points. Two goals. Look at two very good goals on our behalf. But if you look at that game, and I know PGC is after 10 minutes, they were gone. But they had three serious good goal chances, and Danny Rogers probably saved us on the day, you know. And if they had to get one of them at the stage they were at, it was nip and tuck at that stage, you know, as well. So if they had to get one of them goals that day, it could have been different. But lucky enough, we have Danny, you know, I've said it before about how good he is, but we're lucky to have him. And look at hopefully. We don't need him as much this week, you know.
Yeah. They have been working, obviously, on goals since that, because they've been putting a serious amount of goals in the championship this year.
Yeah, look, once they get a run at you and get going, you know, they're popping up. And it's not the one man that's popping up with all the goals either, you know. They're coming from everywhere, you know. So, and it's not... Aaron seems to be setting them up more than scoring them. So everybody thinks it's all about Aaron. It's not all about Aaron Doherty, you know. Like, you just look at Kevin there. Kevin McNairn, the captain. Like, you know, Kevin's got 2-2 the last day. He got a goal against Buncrana as well, you know. So they're popping up from everywhere, you know.
Yeah. Finally, have you got everybody fitting well?
Yeah, everybody's fitting well, yeah. We're full panel 26 there now, so everybody's going all right.
So it's fingers crossed now for Saturday.
Yeah, both sets of fingers crossed for Saturday.
Dunloe manager there, Desi Geller, speaking to Tom Comack. Well, Neve Colombo, who have been out of the senior ranks since 2007, now find themselves back in the intermediate final for the first time since 2011. Glencolumbkill manager Paddy J. McGinley has been telling Tom Comack it will be a serious performance to beat Dunloe.
Paddy J., it's a 10, 11 year wait since the last final, and back in it again. It's been a long wait.
Yeah, it's been a long wait this period. Now, we were in the previous century, in the last decade of the previous century, we were in finals every year. But no, this has been a long wait, and it's been a long wait for this team, because I was involved 4 years ago when we got beaten in the semi-final, and we got beaten three subsequent semi-finals. No, it's a long wait, but no, the journey's worth it.
Yeah, Kevin McNernan, he was telling me there that he was a sub the last time, and you know, there's four or five still survivors from that team.
Yeah, there is Oisin McGinley, Declan Maguire, Ryan McInerney, and Kieran McBrearty. There is, I think. The rest of them are mostly team, you know, they're 2013, would they have been under, what would they, under 16, the one under 16, B, and that would be the bulk of this team. But, yeah, it's new, it's a final is new ground for them, but they've played a lot of, they have a lot of football play.
Missed out on, just missed out on promotion in the league, you know, just as it was a competitive league. Got it together in the championship, won the first game, then went down to Downing's and lost again, lost to Downing's in the league, I saw that game, and lost to Downing's in the championship. Was there a bit of soul-searching done after that?
Probably, but Tom, I met you in our first league game, after our first league game in Letterkenny, and I said our aim was to build a panel, and we've built two very good panels since. We introduced maybe seven new lads into the senior panel for the league, and that's, that'll stand us in the future. We were happy with our league. The Downing's match, people said we had qualified before, and well, we went down. Downing's was a big psychological one for us to try to see could we win it, and we didn't. We didn't even get going. We were well beaten, looked very poor on the day. But as I said to other people, this is a group of players that there's no point in putting your head down, and there's no point in going out running the next night thinking it's going to cure it. You have to try to find the reasons why everything went wrong. And a lot of the time, a wild pile doesn't go wrong when you don't perform. It's just try to identify the few wee things that cost the malfunction, as you would call it, because it was a malfunction in Downing's. And we seem to have, you know, turned the corner in that. But Saturday's a different challenge.
And you came in this year, you had been there before, you had them at senior championship level for a few years. Kevin Merrick Nerney mentioned that to me, that he played with you before, played under you before. Obviously you saw something when you decided to come in.
No, I didn't. I'm managing teams, I suppose, 40 years, and along with playing. I've never looked at a group and say this team has potential to win something. This is a pleasure to manage this team. Now, I don't know if we'll achieve anything as far as trophies go. The players asked me to come back in, which I did, and I said to somebody else a wee while ago, I would rather be in it. At the restaurant with a group of good, easy managed footballers or willing footballers than sitting in a pub and eating.
So you have obviously that ingredient, and you have a hungry team as well. And I know you've brought in a few younger fellas this year.
Yeah. The talent between the two groups that are in O'Donnell Park the next day, the age profile, it's as good as I've come across in 50 years being out at the restaurants. Yeah. Talented, absolutely talented. Whether we can, you know, get over the line Sunday, it's another, or Saturday is another story.
Yeah,
but
yeah, and people have always talked about in recent years, Darren Doherty was the man to watch. You've an awful lot more men to watch now when you're taking on Glenn, Kevin McInerney, you mentioned Paul O'Hare is a great playmaker. Eric Carr can go forward, score. You know, you have them all over the field. Ryan McInerney, you know, the list is endless. As been proved by when you look through the scoring.
Well, I think any team I've ever been involved with in the years, I've tried, and I've had some fortune to have some great players. It can never, there's only one football, and if everything's centred around one player, I don't think you can develop a team. That's county level, club level, or anything else. It has to be patented towards everybody getting opportunities, and have a philosophy. If the guy is wearing the same colour of jersey as you, you don't look at his face, you look at his jersey and you give him the ball.
Yeah. Tell me, what's it going to take on Saturday?
To beat this Dunlow team. Now, maybe we live in a bit of a bubble. Maybe people are not looking much at this match. It's going to take a serious, serious performance. Dunlow have been so impressive in this championship. They probably embarrassed us a bit last year in the championship. It's going to take a very focused, maybe patient hour or maybe hour and a half to beat Dunlow.
Yeah.
But again, it's a challenge and it's good.
Did last year's semi-final hurt?
It hurt big time. Our performance hurt big time. It hurt the players big time. And we still don't know if what that defeat and what other defeats have affected this group. We'll not know that until we won something. But it's...
Hurt can be a great sauce.
Oh, hurt! If taken right, is a great sauce, and you don't solve a defeat like that by just running around the field. You have to examine why it happened, and a lot of the time, it's
It doesn't require major surgery. It's just identify the wee things, let the players identify them. Try to cure it.
Well, one of the things maybe that hurts or that needs remedying was maybe you missed a spurned a few great goal chances last year, and you seem to be have worked on them because you're scoring an awful lot more this year.
No disrespect to anybody we match this year. Danny Rogers is a formidable barrier to anybody going for goals. We won't get a handful of goals on Saturday. I don't think we will, but. I don't know. It won't stop us from trying.
That's Glenn Colum Kill manager Paddy J. McGinley speaking to Tom Comack there. If you go to the website highlandradio.com, you can listen to other interviews with the captains, Conor O'Donnell of Dunloe and Kevin McNairn of Nave Columba. That game's at 2:30 in O'Donnell Park on Saturday with Oisin Kelly and Gary McDade bringing us full match commentary. Before that, the intermediate B reserve final at 12:30, Nave Columba are playing St Mary's of Convoy. Then later on in the evening, as you heard earlier, the senior championship semi-final, 7:30, McCool Park, St Eunan's against Kilcare. Dermot Doherty and Brenton Kilcoyne will bring us commentary of that one. Before that, at 6 o'clock, the reserve semi-final sees St Eunan's play Gwydor. The winners of that one will play Nave Connell in the final. Well, there's ladies action this week as well. There's the Donegal Senior Final in O'Donnell Park on Sunday at 2:30. Glenfinn going for three in a row. They're up against Terman. That one's live with Frank Craig and Maureen O'Donnell on Sunday. Before that, the intermediate final at 12:30 in O'Donnell Park sees Eirua playing Ardra. Well, Tom Comack has been speaking to former Mavill manager and Donegal stalwart Davy McLaughlin, looking ahead to those games.
Well, David, first of all, delighted you could join us, looking ahead to the final on Sunday, double finals on Sunday. And I suppose with it's Terman and Glenfinnan, the big one, no great surprise in that one. And Eirua and Ardra in the intermediate. We'll start with that one. Eirua going in very much as the favourites into this one, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are, Tom. They seem to be the form team. They've sort of been under the radar. I would have felt this last couple of years radar Eirua, but they've done a lot of good work there, you know. And they're one of the two teams, I think, two clubs to field two teams this year. So they had a team in the B final as well, I think, that they were unfortunately beaten in. But look, they've had a series of good results. And I would think, yes, they're the team to beat. But equally so, look, Ardra aren't there to make up the numbers either now. They've been there, thereabouts, this last number of years, and a lot of good work going on there too.
Yeah, Ardra have kind of come back, and I was just looking there, they've come up from right up through the groups, up through the league, in the league, right up from Division 3, Division 4 to Division 1. So obviously they're making progress there, and they have had Eva Waters, county experience, Caroline Breslin, county experience as well. But the general consensus is Eirua obviously won the league as well. They beat a good Downing side in that league final. It was actually at it in Lifford.
Yeah, they did, and they were very strong throughout the league. And to be fair, they've actually cruised through the championship so far, if you could use that word. You know, even you know they beat what I would have thought was a reasonably strong Nivora team. I think it was 4-13 to 2-8 or something. You know, so they won that game very comfortably. You know, they're a team, you know, that seem to be homegrown. I'm not aware there's any county players on the team. There's a girl, Tara Cam, there now that would have played county football back 7 or 8 years ago, and I know she's back playing, but. No, I think it's just a lot of good work going on down there.
Anyway, moving on to the big one, I think this one everyone's waiting for this one after last year's final in Lifford. I suppose there's no great surprise at who's through to the final. I suppose, you know, it was fairly predictable.
Yes, it was, and I think again both teams, you know, whilst I think the overall standard in the senior championship has been better this year. There's still a gap, you know, between Terman and Glenfinn, and again, look, they've been fairly comfortable in their gate to the final. So yeah, look, it's the makings of a good game now. They obviously know each other very well from Gaeltacht finals and from the last two senior championship finals, and particularly last year where it was felt, you know, that Terman had that game won, and somehow there was time found that nobody knew where it came from, but allowed Glenfinn to take it to extra time, and then won the game, to be fair, in extra time, which was probably the right over the course of those 20 minutes. But yes, it has all the makings of a tasty fixture now, for sure.
And tell me, I know going into last year's final, I suppose you've answered the question really, going into last year's final, the big question was, had Tiernan made up a little gap that had developed between them? But I think we saw that in no uncertain terms.
Yeah, in my view, you know, over the sort of 60 or 65 or 68 minutes, whatever the boy played last year, I did think Tiernan were the better team. Now, Geraldine was absolutely on fire, but I did think they were the better team. So, yeah, look, they've made that up. In between times, you know, the Tiernan have beat them in the Gaeltacht final, Glenfinn beat Tiernan in the Gaeltacht final, and I think it was actually Glenfinn won the league as well. So, look, here we are against the two teams you would have expected. But, look, I think it's going to be very close again now, Tom.
And just remind, you mentioned Geraldine McLaughlin, I think what she scored, 116 last year. There's no great surprise, you know, at Geraldine anymore. She just picks these numbers out and just does it. Now, having said that, I see where Karen Guthrie scored 11 points and Yvonne Bonner scored 1-9 for Glenfinn. Obviously, there's three big players. Who are the other players? Tiernan, are they looking to anybody else? I see Roisin Freela's back, obviously Emer McLaughlin, Geraldine's sister, Nicole McLaughlin, Geraldine's sister, Emer Gallagher, you know, is back as well. Emer missed last year's championship final, I do think.
She missed the championship final last year with a cruciate. And you know, you've mentioned, you know the names that are well known there, there's Geraldine, Nicole and Emer and so on and so forth. You know, Roisin McCafferty's out distributing ball from the middle of the field. Evelyn McGinley's very strong at fullback, but they've a very good, you know, crop of younger girls there, you know, young Ciara McGarvey, Jodie McFadden, Shannon McGoughlin. And I tell you, they've a girl in goals this year. I've never heard of her before, Orla Corrie, and she's a proper goalkeeper now. I've seen her against Mavell, and she's a great kicker of the ball. She's got accuracy, she's got length, but she's a shot stopper too, you know, and she just might have a vital role to play in this final now. On the Glenfinn side, look, you've got that core of Karen Guthrie, Yvonne, Katie Hearn. But, you know, you have Annie Logan there with, you know, good county experience. Karen Ward, Katie Long, you know, all girls that have been about for a while now and well. I just think that Glenn, for two reasons, I think they can shade it for two reasons. I think there's a three-in-a-row thing there, which is a big thing for them. But also, last year, you know, they won the championship and they got into Ulster and they didn't do themselves in any way justice at all. And I think there'll be a niche now there to be scratched this year to get back into Ulster to see if they can prove themselves and maybe see if they can get all the way to an Ulster final and maybe win that. So I know they won't look beyond Sunday, but just think there might be enough of a hunger in them to get them over the line.
That was Davy McLaughlin, the former Mavell and Donegal manager, speaking to Tom Comeck, looking ahead to those ladies' finals taking place in O'Donnell Park on Sunday. 12:30 is the intermediate final, Éireux against Ardragh, and 2:30 is the senior final between Glenfinn and Tiernan. That'll be live with Frank Craig and Maureen O'Donnell on Sunday. Well, there's also action this weekend in Derry Senior Championship quarter-finals. The four games, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. Tom Comeck has been speaking to Derry All-Ireland winner Eamon Burns, looking ahead to the weekend's action.
Which was good, you know. Anyway, 1, 2, 3. Well, Eamon, down, fair to say, to the business end of the championship, which are four quarter-finals on this weekend. Lavie, Ballinderry, Sloughneil, Swatra, Newbridge, Dungiven, Glen, Maharafelt. Any surprises in there?
I suppose the only maybe minor surprise, I suppose, Owen Rose, Coleraine have been thereabouts competing in championships, they won a couple of championships, 2010 and 2018, and quite a few finals, and certainly semi-finals have been there every year. So Ballinderry popped down by a point, so Owen Rose didn't make it through, and like my own club, Ballinscreen, any club that gets beat and got beaten in the last 16, Tom, goes straight into a relegation playoff, you know. So Owen Rose, Blake Gilray and Ballinscreen play with Lyon, and the losers of those two, as well as the other two matches, the four losers go down. So that was, I suppose, the one surprise, you know, I'm not getting through. But no, look, there's a couple of great ties there, you know.
Who has been showing good form? Well, obviously, all these teams must be showing reasonably form, but who has been kind of catching the eye, or has anybody?
Well, I suppose maybe dark horses have been Swatra, you know, because we always knew for quite a few years that they've got a lot of talented players, but sort of been playing like individuals, but it's started to gel a wee bit more as a team, and they've got a few players back. And although they were maybe a wee bit lucky to get over Blahy the last day, you know. So, but they've got a lot of talent there, you know, and they play Slaughtneil, so they're obviously from the same parish, so that's going to be a very interesting game, you know. So it's really an outside bet. Swatter would be for Tim. Obviously, Glenn's everybody's favourites, and they haven't been firing in all cylinders yet, but, you know, it's coming to the business end now, and, you know, so Glenn would be the favourites for the championship, followed by Slaughtneil, and Marfelt would be third favourites, really, would be the order that people would be thinking. There wouldn't be anybody outside that would have seen as genuine contenders, but that would be the big three, Tom, you know, because they've sort of monopolised it. Well, Glenn won the first title last year, Marfelt won it for the first time in years, 3 years ago, so Slaughtneil between that and obviously the four previous to that, you know.
And tell me, look, just looking at the games, we'll quickly go through them. As we said, there's two on Saturday, they're both in Owen Beg. The first one is Lavey and Ballanderry. Lavey have been, I think they're they had a good championship last year.
Yeah, Lavey being sort of, you know, the up and coming team. They've got a lot of players that have been playing with Derry Miners and McGurks and the Downies and coming through to the Shea. Downey came to the fore for Derry Seniors this year, and Niall Toner came to the fore as well. Matthew Downey's coming back from injury, you know, so they've got a young team and a lot of talent there, and they got over Steelstown the last day, as they ball day at a tight one against Owen Rose. So look, probably Villavia would be fancied for that one, you know. I wouldn't rule Ballanderry out completely, and they always give their all in the championship, but the stars sort of waned a bit, and I think they were happy to stay out of relegation battle this year. It was the way of it, Tom, you know. But not Kieran O'Kane of them well primed up for that one, but I would probably fancy a Lavey victory for that one, Tom, you know.
And as you mentioned, Swatra and Slaughtneil are in the second game on Saturday evening.
Aye, so like Slaughtneil have just come off the back of 10 in a row hurling titles, which is an incredible achievement. During that time, they've won 5 football titles, going for a 6th. You're talking about maybe 13 or 14 dual players there, you know, crossing over. They've got Brent Rogers back. He hadn't played for his club this year, hurling or football. He played second half in the hurling final, so presume he'll be back out for the football. I mean, he's just got a little day of stars in the McGeeghs, you know. Carr's back out this year after a year out of injury. You've got Christopher Bradley, Sammy Bradley. You've got like Buddy Tad Casty, he's been in the day panel but had his injury players coming back as a sub the last day. Patsy Bradley's still going strong, maybe 38 years of age at midfield. Loads of star names there. But as I say, Swatter's sort of on the way up. I watched Swatter against Malahi. Anton Toffel's back from Australia. Hadn't played football in 5 years. Went to Collingwood. To be honest, I thought he was actually the best athlete in the pitch against Malahi. He didn't get a run. He was on the Derry panel this year, but he didn't get a run out. But he looks in supreme shape. He's 6'6", and he's only going to get better for my eyes, Tom, you know. And then they've got a lot of star forwards there. The Kearney twins, Francis and Patrick and the Roller. So Oisín McWilliams, I think, was in the day panel this year, broke his jaw, as far as I hear, Tom, so I'm not sure whether he would be back in time for this game. So I'll probably still, you know, like Slaughtneil still have all the know-how and the experience, and Swatter's a good young team, and Kevin Madden's done well with them this season, but I sort of still fancy Slaughtneil to win this one, Tom, I think.
And then we move on to Sunday, and Newbridge and Dungiven, and Glen and Mara Felt are the two games which are on, also in Owen Beg. Newbridge and Dungiven first.
Aye, well, Jeffy McGonigal's taking over the reins this year. He was with the Kevin Lynch's hurlers, along with Ron McCluskey, his last 3 or 4 years, and he's taking over the football team this year in Dungiven. And, you know, Jeffy's one of these boys that he manages to get... He gets boys to play for them. You know, there's a number of boys that hadn't played football in a few years that are back out playing, you know. Kevin Johnson, who was in the day panel one stage, back in defence. And young Higgins, Carr Higgins, who hadn't been playing last year, is back. And Jeffy's own son has been, Niall, who was won an All-Ireland Minor medal, you know, in 20 last year in Tullamore, with the Ray Miners. He's been starring from up front, so they've given her back in the reckoning. And Newbridge have got a good young team. Conor Doherty's probably the star. You know, played wing back today, scored 8 points the last day against Loop, and they've got the McGrogans there. Paddy McGrogan's been playing for today, so you know, a good young team. So it's a hard one to call, that one, Tom. If it's the call the other way, probably slightly go for Newbridge, but I'm not sure about that one. That's going to be a tight one. Certainly it's a good double header there, Marafelt and Lane, and that's the big match of the weekend. Marafelt won the title 3 years ago, you know, but Damien Barton's come in this year, and they started the season very slowly now, but they've come back into form recently now. They beat Clare the last day out, and you know, they've obviously got right from their keeper out, Oran Lynch. They've got a number of county players there. Conor McCluskey's playing really well. Had a great season for Derry this year, reading forward from a half back, you know. And their playmaker would be actually losing balance. Conor Cairns is a great playmaker for them, and around the half back lane midfielder. Hasn't played much county football, but would be the main playmaker. But Glenn, if Monica Rourke's still in charge of Glenn, and obviously Keir McFaul's not going to be playing, unfortunately. It's well documented he's still out in America, but they've got a few lads back. Jack Doherty came back from America. They beat Screen, my own team, last day out, so they weren't firing all cylinders, Tom, but they always felt as if, you know, they're keeping a few aces up their sleeve. You know, Jack didn't start that game, and Emmett Bradley was sitting on the bench. You know, he should be back playing this day, and you know, even Cathal Mahon wasn't playing. So, loads of talent there, and obviously well coached and well managed, and probably fancy Glenn to come through in that one, Tom. But as I say, that's the big draw. There'll be a big crowd at that there on Sunday evening to watch that one over the one big, you know.
Eamon Burns there speaking to Tom Comack. Looking ahead to Derry Senior Championship quarterfinals. Two on Saturday, Lavey against Ballanderry, Slochneil against Swatra. Two on Sunday, Sean O'Leary, Newbridge against Dungiven, and O'Donovan Rossa against Glen. There's also action in intermediate and junior action semi-finals and over the weekend there in Derry. So a busy weekend there as well. Well, finally for this evening's programme, we'll be looking at rugby. There's action in the AIL Division 2C. Bruff are playing Oma, and Ulster Rugby Championship 1 is City of Derry against Slamavati, and Ulster Rugby Championship 3 is Letterkenny against Strabane. Earlier on, Alec McDonald gave us his views of the weekend's action. Right, Alec, another busy weekend of rugby with action in AIL Division 2C. There's also Ulster Rugby Championship in Championship 1 and Championship 3. Maybe a look ahead to the fixtures.
Yes, well, from Oma's point of view, they'll be glad probably that the AIL 3 has started, because they've played 3 Ulster League games and they haven't been successful in any of them. They got a losing bonus point in one, but I was talking to some of the guys up at Oma, and they really were using a lot of young players who may well get games during the season. So it was an exploratory one from what they're concerned. Now, their first game is away to Bruff outside Limerick, and that'll be a difficult one. But Oma, over the last 4 seasons since they came in the AIL, have performed well, and wouldn't surprise me if they come away with something tomorrow or on Saturday down in Limerick. Then there's 2 local derbies, as you mentioned. Limavady travel to Judges Road to take on City of Derry. First time they've played, I think it's about 12 years since the last time Derry were relegated. And no doubt the Roadsiders will be looking forward to the game. They haven't had a very good start this season, having virtually gone unbeaten all last year. But again, I think they were. There's a lot of young players in the team. But motivation won't be necessary for Limavady travelling to Derry tomorrow. And I think it'll be a hard game. I would expect Derry to win it. They've only won 1 of their 4 games so far, and they have shipped quite a lot of points. So it's a big challenge for both sides tomorrow. In the Championship 3, Letterkenny, they travel to Strabane. And again, this could be a very tight game. Letterkenny have played 3-1-2. They were badly beaten by Monaghan, who for me probably are the best team in that league. Strabane, they had 3 victories in a ruck in the trot, but then they lost to Cavan last week. But this will be a very interesting championship, because at the end of the season, the top 4 sides play off. And the way it's going at the moment, and looking at some of the teams, I would think that both Letterkenny, Strabane, Cavan and Monaghan could well be the 4 teams that end up in the top 4. But again, there's a lot of games to be played, and both these teams will be certainly looking it's a local derby, so they'll be wanting to walk away with the laurels tomorrow on Saturday, and it should be a very interesting game. I remember seeing it three years ago was the last time I saw those two teams playing. It was an absolute cracker of a game, and very little between the two sides. And then in a show in Provincial North, who are putting out two teams every Saturday, which is great to see. They have had two games played, and they've won one and lost one. And we'll be interesting to see just how they get on tomorrow.
Yeah, and hopefully the weather doesn't affect too much, Alec, because there's to be heavy rain tomorrow, so it could affect a lot of rugby pitches.
Well, it could be in the favour of teams like, for instance, maybe Monaghan and Stavan, who are big sides and who can adapt to those conditions. But again, I think most teams will be looking forward to running the ball because September's been such a good month, and certainly it makes a big difference to players.
Well, just before we let you go, we'll just mention the game in the United Rugby Championship at the weekend. Tomorrow night, Ulster up against Leinster and Belfast. Should be an interesting game.
Cracking game. I think it's a sellout. I mean, you would expect that early in the season because it's almost, in a sense, a bit of an Irish trial, because if you look at the two teams on show, and no doubt Andy Farrell will have a good seat in the stand and I'll be taking notes along with all these coaches. And as I say, the centre combination will be very good. McCluskey and Luke Marshall, who's come back superbly after his injury against Henshaw and Rigrose. That'll be good. Those four boys will no doubt have a rattle at each other. They all know each other well. And it'll be interesting to see. Interesting that Johnny Sexton's on the bench, and I'm sure he'll get a fair old shout when he comes out onto the pitch, because he needs a bit of game time, and we all know that he's the key man in the World Cup, and let's hope he comes through tomorrow night and every game he plays without injury, because the last thing Ireland need at the moment is Johnny Sexton not available, because unfortunately circumstances have it, there's really nobody to take his place. But
Alec McDonald there, looking ahead to action in the rugby over the weekend. Another busy weekend coming up in the soccer, Gaelic and rugby, of course. And that's about all from the score this evening. And the weekend, or the day that Donegal stalwart Neil McGee announced his inter-county retirement. Thanks to Jimmy Stafford for his help in the programme tonight. For myself, Kenny Harkin, have a very good evening.